A school in Canterbury has taken an unprecedented step of appointing its own director of rugby. The appointment is part of a new sports partnership with other schools and clubs in the area. And the man they've chosen is one of the most experienced players of all time, with an international career spanning three decades. Ben Croucher reports.
The Fijian Haka, also known as the Seabee, it's one of the most iconic images and sounds of international rugby. And now a little bit of that Fijian flair is coming to Kent.
I'm looking forward to it. There's, I've got a lot to learn, and in rugby terms, I learned to the last day of my career, you know.
That's Nicky Little, Fiji's all-time record point scorer, a veteran of four World Cups, and now the newly appointed director of rugby at Simon Langton Grammar School for Boys. It's come a long way since I was there in 2007. Little's appointment is the first of its kind anywhere in the country, a unique collaboration between the Langton Canterbury High School and Canterbury Rugby Club. Head teacher Dr. Matthew Baxter says the school is merely fulfilling its duty to its pupils.
In a school, when a child comes, if a boy at the age of 11 has an aptitude for a particular sport, just as he has an aptitude for a particular academic subject, you should not allow that to wither. We have lots of boys with an aptitude for rugby outside of the school. There's not a great deal of opportunity for them to have a coordinated and comprehensive approach to developing their rugby skills. Because of the way we've worked the partnership with Canterbury Rugby Club, we think we can do that.
It's not just their own pupils that will benefit, though. The former Bath and Bristol player will head up a new development centre based at Simon Langton. The school has married its timetable with Canterbury High to ensure that students of all academic backgrounds can reap the rewards. The Director of Sport, Darren Watson, wants to boost provision for school rugby across all ages in East Kent.
He will have opportunities to go to other schools. He'll have opportunities to work with primary schools, making sure rugby is developed in those areas. I certainly know that Andy Pratt from Canterbury Rugby Club is interested in ensuring that we develop primary school rugby, ensuring that we develop rugby in this area, not just at Simon Langton and not just at the Canterbury High School and not just at the club.
But whoa there, hold your horses. Before you start thinking your hard-earned taxpayers' cash was going to a rugby coach, the programme is being jointly funded by the RFU and the schools themselves. It's hoped the knock-on effect of such a venture could explode the sport to new levels. World Cup winner and former England captain Lewis Moody believes that Little's experience makes him the ideal candidate to develop youth rugby in the area.
As rugby players or sportsmen, you all start somewhere, so we've all been through that grassroots level. So to have someone like Nicky who understands international rugby, who's played in the Premiership, to have his experience at school, at club, for all these young guys coming through, I think will be invaluable. And he'll probably be learning as he goes as well with a new job as in terms of coaching. It's only a good thing to have someone of his caliber step into a role like that and be able to develop sport in the next young generation in Kent.
Little himself couldn't contain his excitement and being given a blank canvas to work with, a job he loved that he could mould into his own.
Professional rugby, it's called cones. We do nothing without the cones out there. And you stay within the cones or you go around the cones, and if the coach says, go and do that, there's no cones. There's no cones. As long as I keep looking at the goals, which are enjoyment, and it's for rugby and for the children, you know, for the young men, and I'd like them to grow into knights, you know. Because everybody says rugby players, without even knowing me, they've got a picture. Maybe it's a bit of a bully, maybe, you know, a bit of a superman, whatever. I want everybody to know that you don't have to be a superman or a tough guy.
But what about the reaction of the students and staff at the prospect of one of the most decorated rugby players of all time being amongst their midst?
A lot of the boys have spent a lot of the time in the last few weeks looking at YouTube clips of Nicky playing.
He came in today, obviously, and walked around the school, and members of staff stopped him to shake his hand, which was a little bizarre because he will be their colleague. But they stopped short of asking for an autograph.